I'm finally home. They had me running around ragged at training today. We were learning how to make sure our gloves stay sterilized. I know, it sounds super basic. I don't know how we spent 4 hours on it, but we did. I guess it's not just about the protection of the patient, but us too. Honestly, I didn't realize that most nurses actually have two gloves on, so next time you pick me up, you should have a peek at people's wrists to see if they have one or two on. Yeah, they sent me home with a bunch as well to practice with. You'd be surprised with how fast they rip if you aren't actually careful with what you're doing. They aren't indestructible. Look at me. I look like I'm ready to give you a prostate exam. Honey, did you just blush? What kind of porn have you been watching to elicit that kind of a reaction? Honey, you're not making eye contact. Would I be wrong in saying you might be interested in a prostate exam? You know, I do need to practice them, and I'm still in my nurse uniform and gloved up. Why don't you be a good little patient for me and get onto the bed and lie back? I just need some lubricant, of course, so it's not a bad experience for you. I love giving you instructions. You're such a well-behaved patient for me. Have you been having any trouble getting off recently? It's a perfectly valid question. Not all guys are aware of how unique a prostate orgasm can be, and it does have an effect on your usual orgasm too. The reason for it, my dear patient, is to help produce fluid that gets all your sperm rushing out. I'll begin this exam by inserting my finger, alright? See? How was that? I suppose since my hands are a lot smaller than yours, it's quite easy. Don't feel embarrassed. It is perfectly normal to have such a response. It is a pleasure zone, after all. I would never want to shame you. If anything, I encourage it. It means you are healthy and everything is in working order. Can you feel when I use my finger against it? Press real hard. Oh, that got your attention now, didn't it? Such a well-behaved patient. I just need to inspect your penis as well, okay? I can see it's getting bigger as the blood rushes to it. That's good. Really good, in fact. Let me hold it with my other hand. I see, I can feel how erect you are. Oh dear, that's not good, is it? I can't run the risk of you having blue balls. The tension is simply too much to hold in, and I want no patient of mine in any discomfort. Let me hold it like this and just slowly and gently work my way up and down the shaft. The movements almost in sync with each other, so each insertion and stroke just send a wave of pleasure. Oh, that's right. Let out a big sigh. The pleasure should build up, possibly quite fast, depending on how you react. Sometimes just letting go of control is good. I know this might not be your usual doctor's visit, but it's fine, I assure you. How's the speed? Should I go faster? Oh, I'm afraid you'll have to say yes, nurse, if that's the case. Oh, good patient. See how you can be rewarded? How does two fingers feel? Oh, do not be embarrassed. No, 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 no. It is really good to open up. There's a reason people say that holes are greedy, and this is no exception. It's getting so slick. It was so tight at first. I was worried about moving my fingers in deeper to hit your prostate, but now I can rub against it just like this. Oh, your cock is fantastic too. It's leaking the fluid already, which is exactly what it needs to do. Oh, such a leaky, messy cock. Do you need some special attention right at the tip? That's intense, isn't it? Don't resist too much. I'd hate to cut her fun short. Oh, but it's so mean of me to do this, huh? And yet I just want to torment you more. Some palming as well on the top. You can squirm all you like. It just buries my fingers deeper into you. If you're well behaved, you might be able to come back to my office and we can really put you to the test. Interested in my ideas? I'll share them. On one condition. I get to go as fast and as hard as I can, and you have to hold back. I wouldn't want to ruin your perfect orgasm now. Oh, good patient. You see, with prostate stimulation, you can also experience a hands-free orgasm if you're really lucky and able to relax into it. I was thinking that the next time you visit me, I'll get you on your knees, face down, and just slowly stretch this ass of yours so I have full access to your prostate. I'd start just like this, just with one finger, and then that one finger becomes two. And then I'd get to watch the drool from your cock slowly leak and drip and drip. It would be the sexiest thing I've ever seen, and I just keep going, jamming my fingers in deeper and harder, adding more when your ass can take it until you finally come from only a prostate massage. I can feel myself getting wet just thinking about it. You'd want that, right? Yeah? Well, you're squirming a lot when I explained that scenario. I think it might be time, don't you? The intensity is too much, isn't it? Let me lean over you. Just give in. Give in to the pleasure and let go of any thoughts and worries. The only thing you should be thinking of is how you're about to explode all over the cute nurse mercilessly milking you. Yeah, that's right. I give you complete permission to make a mess all over uniform. Yeah, I thought having a pervert for a patient would be a problem, but it turns out that you are the perfect person to take all of my pent-up sexual frustrations on. Yeah. Oh, good boy. You ready? You're gonna come for me. I'm gonna hook my fingers and annihilate your prostate. Understood? Then get ready. So, does that mean I get to add latex gloves to Your fetish list? Don't think that was a one-off. Your prostate is in real trouble now that I know you like it.